The giant hall held several permanent exhibits, the most impressive being full-scale reproductions of the huge Egyptian statues of Ramses II at Abu Simbel. But Pierce paid no attention to these attractions, or to the lily ponds and the pools of water everywhere about. A brass band concert was in progress. Pierce also saw Clean Willy sitting in one of the rows to the left. He also saw Egger, disguised as a retired army officer, apparently snoozing in another corner. The band played loudly. Pierce slipped into a seat alongside Willy.
"What is it?" Pierce said in a low voice.
He looked at the band and thought idly that he despised band music.
"I'm needing a turn,"
Willy said.
"You've been paid."
"I'm needing more,"
Willy said. Pierce shot him a glance. Willy was sweating, and he was edgy. But he didn't look nervously around as an ordinary nervous man would do.
"You've been working, Willy?"
"No."
"You've been touched, Willy?"
"No, I swear it, no."
"Willy," Pierce said, "if you've turned nose on me, I'll put you in lavender."
"I swear it," Willy said. "It's no phlegm. A finny or two is what I need, and that's the end of it."
The band, in a moment of patriotic support for England's allies, struck up the Marseillaise. A few listeners had the ill grace to boo the selection. Pierce said,
"You're sweating, Willy."
"Please, sir, a finny or two, and that'll be the end of it."
Pierce reached into his wallet and withdrew 2 £5 notes.
"Don't blow on me," Pierce said, "or I'll do what must be done."
"Thank you, sir, thank you,"
Willy said, and quickly pocketed the money.
"Thank you, sir."
Pierce left him there. As he exited the palace and came out into the park, he walked quickly to Harley Road. There he paused to adjust his top hat. The gesture was seen by Barlow, whose cab was drawn up at the end of the street. Then Pierce walked slowly down Harley Road, moving with all appearances of casualness, as a relaxed gent taking the air. His thoughts, whatever they might have been, were interrupted by the wail of a railway whistle and a nearby chugging sound. Looking over the trees and roofs of mansions, he saw black smoke puffing into the air. Automatically, he checked his watch. It was the mid-afternoon train of the South Eastern Railway coming back from Folkestone, going toward London Bridge Station.